Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, COVID-19 series on May 5th, 2020. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, even in the toughest times during this COVID-19 pandemic.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. Joining us as co-host, the president, CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, Kelly Stroman. This is an ongoing series on Tuesday mornings to bring the most relevant and impactful information to you every week, with a special emphasis on the COVID-19 pandemic as it relates to your life, your business in the South Bay, and Manhattan Beach in particular. Hey, Kelly, how are you today?
Good morning, Joe. I am fantastic. How are you? It's a gorgeous day. It's Tuesday. Thank you for having the chamber on again to address so many things that are happening during this just this crazy time. And we appreciate you taking the time to be with us again.
I love that you were willing to have a second show. I think many people that are going to be listening to the show know that there's a Friday show, and that's our regular chamber show, and that this one, we needed more time. We needed more time to address the specific issues of this time that we're all sharing. And today is an amazing show. We're going to get into that in a minute. Do you have any announcements that you want to make for the General Chamber?
I do have a few announcements. So yes, I am very excited about today's show too. I feel like a little kid in the candy shop. I just can't wait to announce our guests. But in keeping with what we always do, of course, I always have a few things to share with whomever is listening. This is going to be a big week. First of all, today is happy Cinco de Mayo. It's May 5th. So wishing everybody out there a safe and very happy Cinco de Mayo. Just a reminder to everyone to support your local restaurants that are open and providing takeout and delivery. There are several people offering super specials for Cinco de Mayo, whether they're a traditional Mexican restaurant or just a bar and grill that are doing specials. Please follow social media. We have things posted on ours. I know on the North End, Poncho's, of course, a staple in Manhattan Beach, has quite a bit going on for Cinco de Mayo. It's all curbside, pickup or delivery. Across the street from them is OB Bar and Grill. They always have Taco Tuesday. They're doing takeout margaritas along with those tacos. There will be several others too, but please, please continue to support our local restaurants. They need your support. And today's a very festive day to do that. And then I know we're going to be on Friday, but I'm not here to assume that everybody listens to us on both days. So I want to remind everybody that I know it's a shocker. Remind everybody that Sunday is Mother's Day. Very important holiday, not just to all the mothers out there, but to the retail and to the restaurant world. So obviously things are a little bit modified this year, but it doesn't mean that you can't order flowers from our local florists. It doesn't mean that you can't order a wonderful gift from our gift stores or our clothing stores in town. Most all of them are fulfilling online orders, and some of them are also doing the curbside pickup. There will be, I don't know if you heard this, Joe, but yesterday Governor Gavin Newsom announced that on this Thursday, he will be laying out kind of the rules of engagement and moving the economy into level two, which means that there will be some modified openings of some of the retail stores, just like what I just mentioned, some of the retail florists, things of that nature, and the manufacturers that support them. So for instance, if it's, a candle, like Tabula Rasa or Gumtree that has candles and soaps and beautiful things from the home, some of those manufacturers that support those type of stores are going to be allowed to, you know, start ramping back up and producing the items that fill all those beautiful stores. However, alas, those stores have plenty of stock to fulfill Mother's Day orders. So we're anxiously awaiting all those announcements on Thursday. However, it doesn't mean you can't still shop online. Hopefully by Friday or Saturday, we'll have even more of a store presence. You know, you won't be able to go in the store, but you'll be able to go up to it, pick things up, maybe do a little window shopping kind of, you know, virtually too. But it's very exciting that we're moving in a positive direction. We've also been told that by the weekend of May 15th, don't have that exact date and that time yet, but the weekend of May 15th, there will be a modified opening of the beaches. Modified being most likely people will be able to go to the beach and exercise, move around, jog on the beach. I think they're probably going to discourage groups from gathering. I've heard no beach chairs, no umbrellas, no volleyball yet. But it is, again, a positive move in the direction. All of that direction will come from the governor and then from our LA County Department of Health and then obviously the city. So I am not an official source. I am just putting out the teaser that this is all coming and it's positive movement. We're so excited to have, you know, a little bit of, it's like a pressure gasket releasing, you know, or we're getting a little bit of relief and so needed. It's been almost 2 months that these businesses have been, you know, shut down and highly compromised. So we're grateful, very, very grateful for any movement in that direction. Of course, we all want more. Of course, we all want the beaches to be fully open, but one step at a time. And everybody's health and safety is paramount. But it will give these businesses a little glimmer of hope. So very excited about that. So more on that on Friday.
Right. Well, this is following, I think, I follow the news incessantly. And this is following some of the guidance from San Diego and from Oceanside, where with a significantly reduced population in Oceanside, they allowed surfers to surf and runners to run. You can't stop. You can't sit down and have a picnic. You just have to keep moving is the basic idea, whether in the water or on land. But hopefully that will work.
Hopefully it will, and hopefully, you know, everybody will respect whatever guidelines and, you know, restrictions and behavior is allowed. Right. Hopefully everybody will respect that and will be able to continue to move in a direction that opens a little bit more and a little bit more at a time. And let's hope for the best and hope simultaneously that, you know, we don't see a resurgence of the virus and cases in this area too, because that at the end of the day is the most important thing.
But even with that, Kelly, there are still businesses that are in trouble. There are still businesses that are suffering. There are still businesses, believe it or not, that have not been visited by the PPP gods and the PPP spirits that need help?
I think almost, I don't know of one company that doesn't need help, Joe.
Right. Okay.
Everybody, you know, everybody needs help. Some people, yes, have seen PPP funds,
yes.
You know, deposited or transmitted to, you know, their accounts. Others have had notification that it's coming. Others have heard absolutely nothing past the initial transaction phase. It is a mixed bag, you know,
yes.
Small businesses, mid-sized businesses, different banks. It is,
right.
You know, it's a web of with many different points on it of who is seeing that funding, who isn't. I can tell you the ones that are receiving it just sigh a massive relief. I mean, it's
yeah.
almost like, you know, they just, they're so grateful for it. Some are starting to realize some of the grants that have been out there that people can apply for. Again, those have been a moving target and very difficult to access and to be chosen to, you know, receive the grants. But there are those programs out there, and those funds are starting to trickle in for some people, not many. But even
right.
the ones that have received that are still in dire need. I mean, this is, you know, I was on a phone call yesterday with the finance department in the city, and this is nothing like anything. You cannot compare this to absolutely anything in our lifetime.
No.
So all financial support and help is needed, and everybody's encouraged to have layers of that. So very,
so,
very important.
Kelly, only if there was a group that could show a little love for Manhattan Beach, a group that could help out those small businesses and you know, those iconic businesses. But it's not just that. It's when you help out a small business that's thriving in normal times, you're helping out dozens, multiple dozens, perhaps hundreds of people if you extrapolate to their employees and the people that depend on that business. It's an unbelievable web.
It is. And those businesses are the ones who support the community. They employ people in the community. They give back to the community on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. They love this community. They love their customers. And they truly are the heartbeat and the soul of this town. So you made me smile when you said that, Joe, because I'm dying. Can we just please start? Can I announce our guests? You're killing me here.
Kelly,
I want to bring them on and get into this. It's such exciting information that we have to share.
The only last thing I can say is I think that when people hear what is been worked on and what is coming and from our guests, they will not just scarcely believe it. They will say, of course, only in Manhattan Beach. Kelly, who are our guests today?
All right. Thank you, Joe. Today we have two guests on. They're going to be talking about a new program in Manhattan Beach. It's a small business fund called Local Love for Manhattan Beach. First, we have Jeff Sirota. Him and his wife, Pear, were the originators and founding donors for the Local Love for Manhattan Beach Charitable Small Business Fund. Jeff and Pear are longtime residents of Manhattan Beach and truly love everything about the community. Their love for Manhattan Beach is clearly evident through their many civic and philanthropic activities. Jeff, originally from Dix Hills, New York, moved to California in 1990 to attend the MBA program at UCLA. In the summer of 91, Jeff moved to Manhattan Beach and fell in love with Southern California. Jeff has worked in the financial services industry for the last 30 years. Today, Jeff's professional time includes participation on several corporate board of directors, including two public companies, as well as advising an investment fund, which happens to have a focus on small businesses. Over the last several years, Jeff has been extremely active within our community. Jeff was the co-chairperson of the recent campaigns that raised significant funds for the Manhattan Beach education and school system. This included the 2016 campaign for Measure C and Measure EE, primarily that was for infrastructure at the new high school gym, and the 2018 campaign for Measure MB, which was the parcel tax fund. For 6 years, Jeff was a board member of both the Manhattan Beach Education Foundation as well as the MBEF Endowment Fund. In 2018, Jeff completed the Leadership Manhattan Beach program, further expanding his civic involvement and community knowledge. Jeff currently is on the board of the Sand and Surf Soccer Club and was instrumental in securing a donation from Sand and Surf, as well as working with other local sports organizations to recently re-turf Village Field for the community's use. In addition to Jeff's Manhattan Beach commitment and volunteerism for the last 4 years, Jeff was on the Los Angeles chapter boards of both Teach for America and Positive Coaching Alliance. Both national charities focus broadly on youth education and development, especially within less privileged communities. The Sirotas have loved raising their children in this town. They have a sophomore at MiraCosta High School, as well as a seventh grader at the middle school, Manhattan Beach Middle School. Both are active in various community school and sports activities. Also joining us today is Scott Crace. Scott is the founder of One-to-One USA Foundation and an actively engaged philanthropist. He is also currently a senior advisor on the investment team of Oak Hill Advisors, LP, which he helped start in 1993. At Oak Hill, Scott was a senior partner with portfolio management responsibilities in the U.S. and Europe. Scott received a B.S. cum laude from the Wharton School of University of Pennsylvania. Beginning in 2017, Scott has made One-to-One USA Foundation his primary focus, as he is passionate in his belief that customizable giving will profoundly and positively impact the future of charity. Scott lives in Westchester, New York, with his wife, four children, and dog, named appropriately Philly, and can be found attending sporting events all over his hometown of Philadelphia. So it's my great pleasure to welcome the founding donor of Local Love from Manhattan Beach, Jeff Sirota, and the founding partner of the charitable organization this is running through, One-to-One USA, Scott Crace. Jeff and Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Those were long introductions. You guys, Jeff, you have done a lot in this community.
Thanks. I love it.
I'm going to have to start with you, Jeff. When people hear this show, I'm very proud of what this is, this hyper-local media. This will be shared and passed from neighbor to neighbor in Manhattan, Hermosa, Redondo, Torrance, El Segundo, people who know Manhattan Beach. Tell me about Manhattan Beach. Why is it this place that you're establishing Local Love for Manhattan Beach?
So I grew up in, I can't remember if it was in the bio that Kelly just read, I don't think so. I grew up on the East Coast, always dreamed about looking at Southern California as a place to just check out, I'll call it, you know, in my mid-20s.
Mm.
Came out here to get my MBA, you know, to pursue education, and sort of like was in Los Angeles, and it was like, eh, you know, big, highly dense city, somewhat nameless, faceless. Weather was great, but no sort of connection to the city. My second year while attending UCLA, I said, you know, I'm probably going to end up going back to New York. I might as well live down by the beach. And when I moved down here, it was sort of like just eye-opening, and it just completely changed my view of Southern California living. Obviously, still had the weather. That didn't change. But the vibe and the charm with the ocean right here, the sand right here, the energy in both downtown Manhattan Beach and the North End, which is what obviously this program is about, and just the people. The people were so engaging, very, it just felt like a small town within a big city, you know, the hole in the donut. And just for how I grew up and what was important to me, that personal connection to both the town and to the people was very important, and it just resonated. And I spent, you know, first my single days here, then having met my wife and now raised my family, and it really changed who I was. And so now that I've spent more than half my life living here, it is me, and I just love it. And when I stopped working full-time over the last 6 or 7 years, I've just tried to throw as much energy back into the community that's given me so much. And that's what this is, you know, really all about.
I have to say, I'm going to come to you, Scott, in a second, but I have to say, you know, Jeff, we live in the South Bay bubble, or as my partner, Jackie, has described it, it's like a black hole. Once someone comes to the South Bay and experience it, they tend to try every trick in the book to figure out how they can work in the South Bay so they never have to leave. What is it, Jeff?
Yeah, I wish I knew the answer, but I do think I agree with you, whether it's Redondo, Hermosa, Manhattan, El Segundo, I mean, the entire South Bay, I think we all have this little bit of a cult love for it. And you're right. Once you get in, you're like, life is just good here. You know, from whether it's the education system, the people, the weather, the activity, the type of the interest level, the diversification of the people. It's a very, I can't think of a better place on earth to experience life. It is just, there's just a vibe here that I've traveled quite a bit that I don't think exists anywhere else. And I think part of it, and it's why this program, I think, really can be impactful and make sense, is part of it is because of its size, right? Certainly when you go more specific to Manhattan Beach over the broader South Bay, it's small enough that you can make a difference. I couldn't run this program in the county of Los Angeles. I could, but it would, you know, your ability to sort of touch the dollars and see where they ended up, you know, would just get diluted so quickly. It wouldn't be it wouldn't have the value add. It wouldn't be bespoke and customized, you know, similar, and which is one of the reasons why we're working with Scott's organization, because we can do that.
I want to jump in,
Scott,
for 1 second.
Yeah,
hold on, Joe. What did you catch that Jeff called this a donut hole? He called it the hole in the donut.
The hole in the donut.
The hole in the donut, which is a little different than a black hole. I mean, if you think about that, I love that, Jeff, because, you know, a donut is all goodness all around. And, you know, whereas a black hole is a little more mystery behind that, right? But a donut hole, I mean, what isn't to love about a donut or a donut hole? And it perfectly describes how, you know, fabulous and charming and unique and surrounded by goodness this little hole in the donut. I love that.
Yeah, I was probably referring to more like that. That was L.A., and we were the little oasis within L.A. So we got to figure out how to get the etymology of that cliche down. But I think the listeners understand what we're saying.
We are the best donut in the box. That's
exactly.
Okay.
So that's the point, Scott, is that we know, we love the South Bay and Manhattan Beach in particular. But Scott, you deal with communities all over the country that have exactly this same issue, and not COVID-19, but the issue of they have a love for a community and they want to engage in a, I want to say, hard, personal way with people that they know and that they love and that they have something, a kinship. Talk about that, Scott.
Well, thanks, Joe, and thanks, Jeff. Look, the COVID-19 has created both a health.
I think what people have realized is one of the ways that they can really give back is to really focus on their local communities, because no one's traveling, there's no big dinners being hosted and no charity fundraisers. And more importantly, what people are doing by staying home is really seeing how much and experiencing how much their local communities mean to them and their families, how important they are to their daily lives, and how amazing the people are. There's been plenty written about the amazing work that the healthcare workers are doing every single day. All the essential workers, though, that are contributing to our daily livelihoods, whether they be sanitation workers, whether they be police and fire, obviously first responders. And what Jeff and Pierre have launched, along with One-to-One and along with help from Kelly and Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, is really a program geared at the fabric of everyone's community, which is small business. Restaurants, small business are essential, both for the jobs that have been mentioned and also for, you know, for the ability to actually form a community. And I think that, again, the focus on this, that the Sirotas have had, which a lot of other people have, Joe, across the country, is really how do we fix, repair, honor, respect these local communities that are so important to our lives. And this is another great example of that.
Wow. Well, okay. So I'm done playing games, trying to figure out how best to introduce this. What's going on? What is local love for Manhattan Beach, and when does it start?
So it started, I guess. I guess it started at the end of last week, Thursday or Friday. And what the program is a grant, just straight up grant. So you guys are talking a lot about PPP, which depending on what the use of proceeds are for the PPP loans, some of it may or may not be forgiven and the rest would be a loan. So that's one thing. But it is a straight out grant, and it's a grant from neighbors to neighbors. A lot of it is driven because of some of the, Joe, some of the stuff you and Kelly were talking about the difficulty of these small businesses, sole proprietors, accessing PPP loans or accessing the quantum of PPP loans. We're targeting, and the reason why it's the business owner and why we're giving grants to those folks, because there's, unfortunately, because of this pandemic, there's lots of need out in the world, but it's all the other stuff we've been talking about. It's the domino effect that those business owners provide, right? They keep their storefronts open. They pay their employees. They create, I think Scott just mentioned it, that community vibe. You know, we can all walk downtown and have a beautiful experience because those businesses are open and we can window shop and we can go in and we can converse. And it's these are again, living people that live right next door to us. And so we're trying to make sure we give them enough of a grant that it makes a difference. Yeah, I'm very philanthropic. All charity is good, but the idea was not to simply give a $500 donation to somebody who's struggling so that they can, you know, pay for the meals of that week. But the idea is to give the grants are targeted between $5,000 and $20,000. So it's significant. I mean, it's effectively meant to replace the income for these last few months, and it's significant enough so that when that sole proprietor is sitting at their kitchen table with their family, stressed, trying to figure out whether they should open their business or not, and it's not like we're going to be opening up into a booming economy, two things. One, they have some financial support, hopefully significant financial support, to bridge that gap. And two, they also feel the love of the fact that the funds for that program came from their neighborhood. So it make, you know, from their neighbors, and so that it makes them, you know, gives them the energy to get out of bed and go for it and, you know, basically provide us, the, you know, the charm that we all experience here in Manhattan Beach. And so the way the program works is we announced it first to donees, and so that was sent through Kelly's organization to all potential applicants within the North End and downtown Manhattan Beach. And as much as, and if the program grows, we'd love to expand it. The reason why it was limited to those two areas is I think I heard that earlier, somebody called it maybe the iconic areas of Manhattan Beach right now. And I think because those are the foot traffic areas, that's where people come to visit, you know, tourists come to visit, people walk around. So we focus there. It's a size, it's an economic size area that I feel we can raise enough money for to make a difference on those business owners and make sure that they all stay open. So it was launched to them on Thursday or Friday. We are sort of spending the next couple of weeks, in addition to the funds we already have in the program, we are seeking obviously more donors. On May 15th, this is not a first come, first serve, so everyone will get their application in by May 15th. on May 15th, we'll review all the applications, and hopefully, you know, it takes time to review those, but, you know, we're prepared, and the one-to-one organization has a staff reviewing them concurrently, and we will hopefully be able to give grants out, you know, that following week, and that'll be dictated by the number of applications we have and the amount of money that we've raised over the last couple of weeks to make the program as significant as possible.
Right. Kelly, I want you to step in for a minute because I don't think people can really, it's not time yet to talk about what we're all doing and what we're all trying to do for small businesses. It's only time to do. But the Chamber is, you guys are, I think if you could be open 24/7, you would be, but you get calls at all times of the day and night. Kelly, talk about this. How important is this going to be for the community, the small business, and the community at large?
You know, it's extremely important. And yes, you know, we have remained open throughout this entire time. And when I'm in the office every day, the phone calls, the emails, the texts from members, non-members, the community, residents, other neighboring cities who see what we're doing and the information that we're disseminating and sharing with everybody. You know, I've talked about over the weeks how the main topics and issues and concerns and mood, you know, kind of changes from week to week. I've seen the patterns. I've seen the flow. You know, if I had to label each week, I could. And I think, you know, the Chamber's done an amazing job of reacting to that, planning out in advance now in some cases, but also at the time when, you know, all of it, no one was prepared for this, reacting to it immediately. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, you know, people are exasperated. These small business owners are struggling. This is their heart and soul, and it's not just the income. And for most of them, it's their sole source of income. Not all of them, but it's their soul. It's their source of their being, their identity, their life, and giving to this community. They're not just a store that opens their door. They're a part, you know, of you know, I call it the ecosystem of Manhattan Beach and what is going on here. And last Thursday, we finally, obviously, you know, Jeff, Scott's staff, and David Gendron, who is the president of Rotary, have been very involved in all this and bringing this to fruition. And last Thursday at 5 p.m., I finally hit the send, like the submit button, which blasted the information out to 146 potential small businesses in the downtown Manhattan Beach and North End. And we immediately started receiving emails, texts, calls. Some came right back to the Chamber. Some went directly to Jeff because people in the community know him. Some went to Jill Lampkin, who's the executive director for downtown Manhattan Beach. We all just started getting this flood of response. And every single response that I'm aware of was extremely emotional, extremely heartfelt. I mean, you could feel a person, you know, crying when they're typing the email, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Some people said, I'm literally, this has brought me to tears. You know, others were speechless. And so grateful that this was put out in the community. We kept it under wraps when we were developing it, just to keep, as we worked through the information and all the qualifiers, so people really didn't know about it beforehand, and it was like a little kind of gift almost in their inbox, you know, last Thursday at 5 p.m., and you could feel that, and the people who, like, opening up the email was like opening up opportunity, opening up some hope. It was like there was like a rainbow coming from, you know, out of that email and shining, if you can imagine that, and You know, it's funny because I had gone out to get takeout with a friend that night. When I got back home and I was back online, I was reading more of these emails, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to like call Jeff, but it's like 10 o'clock at night. I can't call Jeff at 10 o'clock at night. You know, I just want to share this. And then sure enough, I think, I can't remember, Jeff, it was like you who texted me or you had sent me an email, and I saw the timestamp was like, whatever, you know, 9:52. I'm like, he's awake. And so I think, you know, I either emailed or texted back because it was so profound. And, you know, there was one person even that said at first she was so grateful and so touched, and this is what the community is all about, and this is so Manhattan Beach. Of course, you know, somebody had stepped up and started this. But, you know, she emailed us back, I think, later that night or the next day. I think it was the next day, saying, you know what, I've thought about this. We aren't going to apply for it because there's other people, other business neighbors in downtown Manhattan Beach that I know that need it more than I do.
And Joe, what I like, I've been talking about that particular business owner because, first of all, Kelly's right. Every application and some of the emails I've read, I don't get through because I get choked up, and you really do feel the pain. And so I know that the charity has certainly hit home, but that particular business owner just reminds me of the scene in A Wonderful Life when George Bailey is, you know, asking the different depositors how much money they need to take out of the bank. And, you know, the older woman says, I only need $2.17, right? So it's also those neighbors saying, look, we recognize these are neighbors helping neighbors. We'll take, and you're seeing that. People are saying, this is what I need. And if others need it more, we're going to step up and support them. And that's the message that we're getting at.
There's one more part of that, Kelly. That particular business owner not only said that they were not going to apply so that others could get it, they actually said they were going to be a donor.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
I remember. Yes, right. You're right. Yeah. Scott, how many applications have you received thus far?
We're about 30. I think it's 29 to be exact. And obviously, Jeff mentioned the deadline is May 15th. This is not first come, first serve. You know, we will be one-to-one, we'll be reaching out to all the applicants to remind them if there's anything missing or an additional need for their application. So we're not going into the PPP hole. Full transparency and full access to the staff at one-to-one to make sure that people understand that their applications have been received. They're complete, and as Jeff said, we will review them incredibly quickly, and the goal is to get money out the door the week after May 15th, so in and around Memorial Day and the week after Memorial Day for this first round. I just want to add, I think the hope
Scott,
is to
grow
that.
We're before Memorial Day. Don't tell me that. It'll be
no. The week before Memorial Day is the hope that people can open and be accessible to the community. So, but it would be great to expand. And I think as people hear about this program and hopefully donations do increase the size of it, I think that the intention is to expand as much as we can. But the focus right now is on downtown Manhattan Beach and North Manhattan Beach.
I'm sorry, Kelly, you go on.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I wanted to talk and have Jeff talk about, and Scott, the creation and all the kind of the elements of the application, because I think there are some unique asks within or opportunities within the application process, which I think was defined very well in the output of the information, but all these small business owners have been so conditioned by the lack of funds and the lack of being able to log on to portals when a grant goes live or something that, you know, there were several people who tried to do it immediately and click send before the whole world crashed again. And I think that it's just so sad that they've been conditioned that way. And I understand it. And they're not alone in that thought and that behavior. But I think what's that's so important, and Scott just said it, it's so important to know that this is open until May 15th. It's not a first come, first serve. You know, the system hasn't crashed, but there's a couple different elements to the application, particularly like a personal statement and things that
Kelly, you're obviously, I'm going to just jump in there if you don't mind, that you're getting to it. Look, there was a bunch of reasons why we came up with this program, and a lot of it, I think you got mentioned, Scott and I know him 35 years. We're like best friends, so we talk all the time. I'm very familiar with his, you know, one-to-one broader program, and as we were talking, we came up with this bespoke program for Manhattan Beach. But one of the main reasons was exactly what you're talking about. It wasn't meant to be a cumbersome technical program like PPP. This was meant to, I'm helping my neighbor. And what we're trying to do in the application, I think is where you just went, is, like me, I bleed Manhattan Beach. I like to think of it as, and we talked earlier on the call about, you know, it's just my love for this place. That's what we're looking for in the application, right? We're looking for that personal statement, that letter of reference. Show us you have the financial need, because there's obviously that's what charity is for. But then you show us the passion and your love for Manhattan Beach, and then we're partners, right? Those are the kind of people we all want to embrace. And that's what the application is. Because we are giving out money and we have multiple donors, obviously the application has some, you know, what I'll call professional questions, if that's maybe the right term. You know, it's 6 or 7 pages. But the heart of it is everything that we've been talking about, you know, sort of the local love for Manhattan Beach, and that going sort of both ways.
Yeah, I'll just reiterate, Kelly and Jeff. This is a program very much created with the help of Jeff and Pierre, customized to exactly what Jeff said, get to the heart of it. This is not the SBA. This is not a small business loan. We are trying to find those business owners who are suffering along with everyone else, but suffering in their personal lives to really understand how am I going to make it personally and how am I going to open up my business. And that's what the application really tries to get at. Jeff said there's a personal statement. There's a reference that is optional, but you know, we certainly would like to see it if possible. There's an understanding of personal financial need, which we know is certainly prevalent given COVID-19 and given the economy. As a result, we're asking for people to include in their application just a few things. Again, the application is not meant to be cumbersome. And if there's anybody that needs any help or has any questions, we're totally available. This is not a black box in any way. And one-to-one is there to help the applicants and help anybody that has any questions.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, I just wanted to add that I have 2 links in the show notes for onetounewsa.org, one-to-one. It's 1-O-N-E, the digit 2, onewsa.org, 1-2-1. But how do people find this particular program on the website? If I'm at the website, what do I click on?
Well, there's 2 links that you're referencing, which hopefully you'll include in the show notes that were included in the emails that went out. And maybe, Kelly, if you don't, maybe you could read those off. But those are the 2 specific links, 1 for donors and 1 for donees. So maybe Jeff or Kelly, if you can read those off, that would be great. And we should include them in the notes. But on our general site, Joe, that you just mentioned, we have a special COVID-19 banner, unfortunately, up top. And Local Love for Manhattan Beach is a specific program that you can reference as a donor and find that listed under that COVID-19 banner. But the application, Kelly, maybe you can read off the specifics of that application, and you can always just send us an email at info@onetounewsa.org, and we'll send you whatever you need as well. So that's all listed on the website.
Sure.
But, Kelly, there are 2 specific websites that links that we gave out.
Sure. You want me to go ahead and read those off, Joe?
Sure.
Okay. So the first one to apply, and again, this is for businesses in downtown Manhattan Beach and North Manhattan Beach, is the word 1, O-N-E, the number 2, the word one, oneusa.org. So that's oneusa.org/donee-application-LLMB, as in Local Love Manhattan Beach. So one more time, oneusa.org/donee-application-LLMB. The other one, and I hope we can talk about this.
Kelly, I just want to be specific. Donee is donee-application-LLMB.
Yes, definitely. And the other one that's so important, too, is to donate. And today is Giving Tuesday. So what a better day to, show some local love for all these businesses in Manhattan Beach today or at any time as this fund grows. As Jeff mentioned, the more funds that are donated to the fund, the more businesses will be able to support and contribute to. So the
Kelly, I just want to step in here for a second because the donors have a much easier time. The donors can just go to oneusa.org. They click on that red button at the top or orange button or whatever, donate now. Then they click choose program, and then they program select Local Love for Manhattan Beach. So for people for whom links are, they're allergic to links. there's a whole meme in the whole internet space about people being allergic to links. But for donors, go to the main website, click on the big orange button, go down to select program, and check Local Love for Manhattan Beach.
Right. And anybody can donate to this. Will you, if you feel compelled, if you are a local resident, an organization, if you have a second home here and love coming to Manhattan Beach, if you used to live here and you have moved away, we've had a lot of inquiry from a lot of different people. I know Jeff has been working on that. I'm going to allow Jeff to jump in and share a little bit more about the donor end of this.
Great. Just not to inundate everybody with links. The other thing is my wife did last night. That's our crack media team. She did set up an Instagram account for, just as it sounds, Local Love for Manhattan Beach. So anybody could go to that Instagram account and has a little bit more information, has what I guess is in the media world called a landing page, and then has all the links that we just talked about. So that would be the last. We don't exactly have a big staff here at the Sirota household for these things, but we're getting it done. So I think, Kel, you were asking me to talk a little bit about the donor experience, or sorry, I'm not quite sure what.
Sure. We want people to feel like they can be a part of this. So
yeah,
if somebody wants, not just to be a donee or an applicant, how does one help out and join in what you have created?
Yeah, so obviously, like any charity donation, I think we probably just gave the link three times, so we're obviously very, very open to having donations. But more importantly, if anybody, this is very grassroots and personal, so I am more than happy personally to talk to anybody. This is obviously only a 45-minute-hour radio call, and maybe we don't get into the backstory and how it all works, so certainly anybody should feel free to reach out to me, jeffsirota1@gmail.com. You can certainly track me down through one-to-one. So happy to talk about anything. And, we obviously want, I think, I don't know if it was mentioned on this call, Joe, but, the program is already over $200,000 of donations. So we know we're going to be able to make a significant contribution into these businesses. But if you really start, I think Scott said there's 30 applications to date, I would expect that number to, maybe double, given how challenging this pandemic is, you probably have to assume that at least, a third to half the businesses are probably going to apply. I don't have any statistical study on that, but it's sort of a gut feel. And if we want to give out, $10,000 or $20,000 per business, you could do the math, right? And so, we would really like to raise, at least a total of $500,000 to $1 million. We don't sort of have a hard target on anything, but we really do want to make sure that each of these businesses have the wherewithal to open back up and start giving back the way they have been for years and years and years, the way Kelly has talked about.
Right.
And I do want, Scott, can you talk a little bit about One-to-One USA and the C3 status and what a donor can actualize with that?
Sure. One-to-One USA, I founded about 2 years ago. We launched about 4 years ago, sort of went on the mission to create a model for donors to be able to customize a charity that really resonated and really spoke to them. And this example of Local Love Manhattan Beach is the perfect example of why One-to-One was launched. How do we make charitable personal, charitable giving personal? How do we make it fully transparent for the donors? And how do we make it that much more impactful for the donees and the donors so that charitable giving becomes something that people can really understand both for their families and also for their communities? So we founded it a couple years ago. We operate really to create different charities underneath a private 501c3 to really allow donors, like I said, to stand up in a matter of days, not months, a cause that is really meaningful to them. And so Jeff mentioned that we've known each other for a very, very long time, and he knew that what we were doing at One-to-One, and he said, is this something that we can create as a family and really sponsor for the community of Manhattan Beach? And after, I don't know, Jeff and Kelly, about a week or so of some good hard work, we did launch Local Love Manhattan Beach under the One-to-One USA kind of umbrella. But this is very much a program designed by locals for locals, and that's what I think makes it that much more special.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So now we are near the end of the program. Any final words for people, Jeff, and in terms of how they can connect, or you've given out your your personal information.
Joe, I think my final word is we are open, right? It is open arms and really seeking the community's help. It was an idea. It's now being launched. We're hoping it grows. The one thing I'd really want listeners to understand, if you sort of think about the dates for a second, today is May 5th. These businesses, these owners needed money yesterday. We obviously had to put a process out there for them to put together applications. So that's about a 10-day process. We obviously have to dovetail the amount that's in the fund with the demand in the applications. And so where I was getting all that is there's a bit of an urgency involved as well. If it resonates with them, reach out, donate, ask questions, but importantly, tell your friends, tell them about the urgency, because it's really all about what happens over the next 2 weeks. That's going to drive, right, how much we can help this community.
Right.
Well, I am very excited. I know that Kelly is going to be working overtime, ensuring that donors know that there's a place that they can go, that they know their money is going to be targeted to Manhattan Beach. And so donors can go to Local Love for Manhattan Beach and know that that money is going to be specifically targeted to what they want, which is local help. And so get ready for the flood, gentlemen. Get ready for the flood.
We hope so.
Yes. Yes. Great.
Before we go, Joe, can I just give an early happy birthday to Jeff's daughter, Rowan, who was born on the same day as my daughter. And so I just wanted to say happy birthday to Rowan.
And right back at you, Scott. It's
all
next
right.
week.
All right. This, Kelly, we've talked over the last weeks about all the things that the Chamber is doing for their members, for non-members, for the entire community. This is something that can really, really make a material difference in the outlook for a business owner. This is it.
Well, it is fantastic, and it, you know, this is. I just want to clarify too. This is not a chamber program. This was definitely created by Jeff and his wife. You know, we all work together. Scott, David, Genjin from the Rotary Club, to really, you know, shape this in the best intent and the wishes of Jeff and his wife. But it's called Local Love for Manhattan Beach, which is, you know, encompassing, and it's not solely a chamber program by any means. We are simply a part of it. I'm very flattered to have been brought into it to help be a little bit of the voice, you know, of these small business owners. Obviously, I'm very close to that, so I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to be able to chime in and to be involved, and now to help disseminate the message.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have a mission. If you live, if you know Manhattan Beach, get this message to those small business owners that you know are struggling. Get this podcast to them. Get the link to them. Make sure that everyone that you know that needs to know, especially that special friend who wants to remain anonymous, who wants to make that donation, make sure they get this information. We're going to show a little love, local love for Manhattan Beach. This is great, gentlemen.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Thank you, Joe. Amazing. Thank you very much for having us on.
All right. Thank you. Right. And thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Joe and Jeff and Scott. Thank you for taking, an hour out of your time this morning. We really appreciate it and everything that you've done for the community.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Everything
that's
you're
our
doing.
Show.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Local love for Manhattan Beach. We'll see you all on Friday. Bye-bye now.